This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Tons to talk about. Oh, my goodness. I mean, since last week, it's been a crazy week. It was a crazy week last week. We have learned so much, right? What did we learn? We've learned that Donald Trump was being surveilled with people assets planted by the FBI inside of his campaign. I don't know about you, but I know. That's just little news on the side. We'll talk about that later, okay? No big deal. The royal wedding occurred. Did you watch it? Yeah, that happened. So we'll touch on that a little bit. I'm not a Catholic, but I don't believe that divorce people, don't they have to have their marriages annulled to get down? You know, look, I ain't going to get all into your business, Catholic. You do your thing, okay? Another school shooting, and yeah, it's the guns. Of course it's the guns, right? Only this time, it wasn't an AR-15 or other assault rifles, using my finger quotes, but just plain old guns. Dang it, man. Why couldn't we have this kid shoot the place up with the weapon of choice by the leftists, of course, so we can continue the narrative that it's the mean-spirited AR-15s as opposed to the handgun and the shotgun that he used that has 10 kids just as dead, right? Here's a story. Details emerged about the Santa Fe High School shooting suspect who admitted opening fire and told why he avoided shooting certain students. According to a probable cause affidavit and complaint that identified charges against him, the suspect, Dimitrios Pergutsis Jr., 17 years old, was charged with a capital murder of multiple persons and aggravated assault against a public servant. Just when David Hogg was almost forgotten, we get another crazed kid shooting up a school. Now, Kevin Jackson here, starting to get analytical, putting on my management consulting hat here, and I'm thinking to myself, this kid, Pergutsis, let's just call him Dimitrios. Dimitrios didn't shoot up a bank. Go with me here. Hang in there, folks, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And if you do want to comment, 844-551-8255. Go with me here, okay? So the last kid with the Mexican-sounding name, I don't even remember his name, that shot up the school that brought us David Hogg, he didn't shoot up a bank. Dimitrios didn't shoot up a bank. I mean, that's where the money is. Dimitrios didn't shoot up a park. That other kid with the Mexican surname, he didn't shoot up a park. I mean, there are easy targets all around. All of these, here we go, folks, pay attention, school shooters. Now, I realize it is the gun's fault. I don't want anybody to be misled, okay? I do understand the narrative. Yeah, I have been properly trained by leftism to understand that when crazy people do crazy things, it is the inanimate object's fault that does it. In the event that somebody plows their car into multiple people, I don't blame the driver. I blame the car. Anyway, back to this heinous crime committed by the guns, okay? So in these gun crimes committed at these, pay attention now, schools, it's always a disgruntled classmate, a student, who goes to the school and shoots up the school. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm beginning to suspect that there's a problem with the schools. You understand what I'm saying? You follow me? You tracking? Okay. See, I think we need to look at what's happening in the schools that's leading up to this behavior, because according to this particular kid, when he was interviewed, he gave a statement admitting to shooting multiple people inside with the intent on killing people, but he said he didn't shoot students he did like so he could have his story told. In other words, now I'm just reading between the lines here. Somebody help me. Help a brother. He did shoot students he didn't like. Now, I understand the dynamics of kids. Some kids like other kids better. Some kids are chess club. Some kids are football. I understand. I went to school. I know it sounds crazy, but I did go to government schools, and we had athletes and we had nerds. I happened to walk the fine line between the two. Now, even if I hadn't, I do know this. We honored the nerds. We thought they were nerdy. I happened to be one at a time, at some parts of the time. But the nerds also respected the football players who they thought to be somewhat dumb, which, you know, I wasn't dumb, but I played football. So you get what I'm saying? But never did I understand that I feel in school that one wanted to have a beef with the other. The nerds never said, oh, man, all they do is talk about how smart we are and how we can't play football. And the football players didn't go, all they do is talk about how dumb we are and how we can't play chess. We never, you know, that intersection never occurred where one group wanted to have beef with the other and shoot. But apparently today, it does. Now, I want to just go back to this time. Let's go back in the way back machine, say 30, 40, 50 years ago, where we weren't having all the school shootings, and the schools were much less, here comes the word, here it comes, Kevin Jackson, progressive. So these schools were less progressive. They didn't have all the accoutrements of, you know, things that we now understand about each other with diversity and tolerance and anti-bullying campaigns and so on. And this kid, let's remember, Demetrios is shooting kids that he doesn't like. Now, I don't know what drives somebody to shoot kids they don't like, because I know what drives you to fight a kid you don't like, but I don't know what drives you to shoot a kid you don't like, because I've never been bullied to that degree. I would smack you in your mouth. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, okay? That was the kind of kid I was. But Demetrios and many others like him go to these schools, and they get fed up to the point that they want to shoot people up. Now, these kids knew it. They said it. There were multiple kids that said, if this kid is going to eventually shoot the school up, they were looking at his Facebook pages and saying, he's at the tension point. Everybody knew. So I go back to it. Where is the fault? Is the fault with the guns? Is the fault? Is it with his parents? The fault is with a system that is beating down these kids, forcing them into some. I don't know what it is. I haven't been in academia in years, but I know who owns it. All these leftists own it. And you know what we do? We allow them to talk about guns. We should be talking about the schools. We should be talking about what are they doing inside of these schools that are driving kids mad. Because if this were happening with anything that was owned by the Republicans or the conservative movement, you better know they wouldn't be blaming guns. They'd be blaming us. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. We got tons to talk about. I'm not covering any more of this nonsense of the school shooting. I mean, just anecdotally. We got a lot more show.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Black people got a reprieve. Yes, indeed. Gonna be the fewer black people killed, at least at the hands of the government, possibly because of a move made by Donald Trump. And I'm gonna tell you something. Unfortunately, black folks aren't celebrating. They don't know how to celebrate. I'm talking about black leftists. They don't know how to celebrate good news. Welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. This is an article in the Weekly Standard. The Trump administration will announce a proposed rule to cut taxpayer funding to abortionists like Planned Parenthood under Title X, a program that provides $260 million annually in federal funding for contraception and other family planning initiatives. And I love that they call it Title X. You know, in the vein of Malcolm X. My name is Donald Trump. I'm about to talk about Title X. That's the killing of black babies. You've been bamboozled, led astray, run amok. Title X, Title 10, $260 million annually for federal funding for contraception and other family planning initiatives. By the way, where is this? Here's the deal how we could negate
Planned Parenthood instantaneously. You want to know how? I got it. I got the idea. You can negate Planned Parenthood instantaneously if you say, I want the equivalent money given to men's reproductive rights. When do we get our money? $260 million. We would study the outer naughty bits, you know, testicles. We would study, I don't know what people might want to know about the male genitalia, but for $260 million, I think I could explore all of it. $260 million. So what do we have? What are the issues we have? We have prostates. That does impact our reproductive system at some point. Generally over 50 is where you got to start paying attention. But point is, you know, you have that. You have jock rot. I don't know what you would take a look at, but I know this. I want equal money. If women's reproductive rights are an issue, why are we not looking at clinics to do the same thing? And those clinics could teach boys about STDs and all kinds of stuff, you know? But let's just do it. Why has no one ever done that? Because, you know what? Oh, women's rights, women's this. This is about white women, elitists, trying to keep down black people. That's what Planned Parenthood is about. End of story. I know people who worked at Planned Parenthood. I know a woman who was rising through the ranks of Planned Parenthood. I spoke to her personally. She said, when I figured out what that, this is a black chick. She said, when I figured out what that organization was about, I was reviled. She goes, it was amazing, eye-opening as to what, you know, what the inside operations of this organization and what it's doing. It's a feminist group that hates men. Hates, really, in at its core, hates black folks. It hates poor people. And it is to keep population control. If you go see this movie, was it Avengers Infinity or whatever? That's what it's about. It's about population control. What's funny about the overwhelming message of Avengers Infinity is that the bad guy who wants to get rid of half of the population of the universe, that guy, in the end, sort of is the good guy. Seriously, the Avengers, the heroes, the superheroes, are sort of, in a twisted sort of way, painted as the bad guys. I'm not going to give it away because too many people may want to see it. But I'm telling you, I was very surprised at how this is depicted. Anyway, back to the Title X. Title 10. The proposal would require a bright line of physical as well as financial separation between Title 10 programs and any program or facility where abortion is performed or referred for as a method of family planning. That's what the Trump administration put out in an email. The 1970 law establishing Title 10 states this. None of the funds appropriated under this title shall be used in programs where abortion is a method of family planning. But in the 1970s and 80s, the law was interpreted to allow Title X programs to refer patients for abortions, be co-located with abortion clinics, and lobby for pro-abortion policies, so long as the federal dollars did not directly fund abortions. So in 1988, President Reagan, Secretary of Health and Human Services, issued regulations to end these practices that blurred the line between contraception and promoting abortion. The 1988 Reagan regulation was immediately challenged in court, never enforced, but it was upheld by the Supreme Court, 5-4, Rust versus Sullivan, for those of you who want to look it up. But by the time the abortionists might have actually lost their Title X funds, Bill Clinton took office. He killed the Reagan regulation, and it's remained in effect to this day. It wasn't reinstated even by Bush. Unlike the Reagan regulation, the proposal will not prohibit counseling for clients about abortion, but neither will it include the current potentially illegal mandate that projects must counsel and refer for abortion. A Trump administration official said this, so they have decided to fix it. This proposal does not necessarily defund Planned Parenthood as long as they're willing to disentangle taxpayer funds from abortion as a method of family planning, which is required by the Title X law. Any grantees that perform, support, or refer for abortion have a choice. disentangle yourselves from abortion, or fund your activities with privately raised funds. Perfect. Perfect. Leftists say they love abortion. Fund it. Don't make us pay for it. I don't want to pay for some chick's abortion. I don't want to pay for her recklessness. I don't want to pay for her using it as a contraceptive method. I don't want to pay for her women's rights. It's my body. She's not paying for mine. Efforts to defund Planned Parenthood gained momentum, they write, in Congress in 2015 after the undercover videos revealed that Planned Parenthood had been selling the body parts of aborted human beings. They sold them to biotech companies. But defunding efforts largely failed in 2017 for several reasons. Senators who supported defunding Planned Parenthood in 2015, Republican Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Joe Donnelly of Indiana, opposed defunding in 2017, so the Senate divided 50-50. You wonder why you got to get rid of Manchin in West Virginia, Murkowski, essentially a Democrat, wearing an R in their name in Alaska, and Donnelly, who's in big trouble in Indiana. You got your answer. These are people that want your tax dollars to go to women who just willy-nilly go out and get pregnant and use abortion as a matter of contraception. Shame on them. Shame on all of them. Why do I need to pay for your irresponsibility? They won't give you an answer to that. So I'm glad that they're talking about this. This is yet another campaign promise. I remember when this came up during the campaign and people were, Donald Trump is pro-Planned Parenthood. He's pro... No, he's not. He's for Planned Parenthood. It sounds good. It's a great name. If you really want to plan how to be a good parent, I'm all for it. But I'm not all for paying for abortion.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
House of Cards. Oh my goodness, the New York Times accidentally exonerated President Trump. They weren't trying to. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. They were trying to provide cover for the OIG report that's due out. And instead of setting the runway to say, listen, this report, it may seem damning at first, but it's really anti-Trump and it shows, and they didn't do it. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You're listening to what I believe is one of the most fascinating radio shows on the planet. And the reason is because we dissect things. And I want to get into this Trump-Russian collusion narrative that's falling apart faster than grandma's 150-year-old sweater. You know, with the moths eating it and all that. It is over. It's like Obama's legacy. What legacy? The report from the OIG is expected to outline corrupt, unethical, likely even criminal behavior by the FBI and the Department of Justice in the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Now, people are thinking the scope of this is going to be deep, deep, deep. No, it's going to be around Hillary Clinton's emails. But what you're going to learn from this is going to help you fill in a lot of the puzzle pieces. And you're going to realize that when you think of corruption, when you think of the definition, the epitome, the epicenter, it's going to be a picture of Obama's cabinet. That's what you're going to see. The Obama administration, you're going to go, oh, I see it now. Yeah, that's there's Obama right there. There's Hillary. There's someone, you know, Susan Rice. Oh, they're all there. The picture's going to become very clear. Criminals. It's apparent now that the Obama administration spied on Trump's campaign. They spied on his transition. They spied on his administration. They wanted to prevent his election. They wanted to cripple his transition. They wanted to bring down America. This is tantamount to treason. And when all of these attempts failed, they wanted to destroy the man. Because you couldn't just destroy, you know, his the legacy, the little short legacy of him winning. You have to destroy him, because in destroying Donald Trump, he destroys all of us. All of you who dared break the system, who dared break this Republican, whatever you want to call it, this establishment Republican hierarchy of how people get elected. How dare you break that? Because in breaking that, you give hope to the Democrats that they don't have to fly with Hillary Clinton's, who have been appointed. They didn't know, nobody wanted Hillary. She was anointed. You broke that. And they're mad at you. So they were going to destroy you. I'm talking about take you down to the ground. Downtown Freddie Brown. Don't get me rhyming.
Boy, I'll go totally jungle. And Rush Limbaugh explained it on his show. I didn't hear it, but one of my buddies was telling me how he explained it. But the fact is, the New York Times wanted to provide some defense for this. They wrote a long article, codename Crossfire Hurricane. The minute I saw it, I was like, I was born on a crossfire hurricane. Now, here's the interesting thing. I never knew the lyrics to Jumpin' Jack Flash. I didn't. But I heard Crossfire Hurricane. I went, is that the lyrics to Jumpin' Jack Flash? Because, when I was a kid and I heard the song, I was born on a false side. I thought actually it was a south side hurricane. I was born on a south side hurricane, which makes as much sense to me because I'm thinking south side of Chicago, you know? I was born on a south side hurricane. And then I went and I looked at the lyrics of Jumpin' Jack Flash, and this dude was born, I mean, it was horrible. Jumpin' Jack Flash, yeah. Clever name for them to call this thing Crossfire Hurricane. Yeah, appropriate lyrics, because when you think about the entire Russian collusion, it's a gas, gas, gas. And you can even interpret that a lot of ways, because let me tell you what, it's going to disappear faster than a fart in the wind. The New York Times never planned on letting Donald Trump go free by talking about, in the article regarding Crossfire Hurricane, They wanted to mitigate the damage of this OIG report. 4,000-word story that reads like a Ludlum novel. Russian intrigue. Cloak and dagger. Tradecraft. The brave American G-Men, the FBI, the Comey's FBI, doing their best to stomp out the axis of evil. You know, the Russians, the mean-spirited Russians. You know, the Russians are always the evil guys. Come on, you've seen Rocky IV. Mm-hmm. They didn't seem outraged in the article, though, that the FBI placed a mole, a spy, inside of the Trump campaign. Let me tell you something. Don't even mention, you mentioned Richard Nixon to me right now, but I'm gonna slap you in the next week. Yeah. Now they excuse, they explain, they enable all the stuff that they had, you know, done, but in the previous times, I mean, when the media was media, they would have been all over this story. I want you to go back in time with me when there were real reporters. What would they be doing right now? Regardless of political ilk. By the way, folks, I swear on all that is holy, if Donald Trump, if we flip the script and Donald Trump had done this stuff, we had done the things to Hillary Clinton that they've done to Donald Trump, I would be championing to find out and root out the evil as much as I can, as much as I despise her. I wouldn't want her to be wrongfully accused and to find out that there was this huge cabal against her. And I know people out there going, you know, Kevin, I don't know, man, it's Hillary. It's Hillary. I don't even care. No. I know as much as you may despise her as I do, you would do the right thing. We depend on government bureaucrats every day to say, I'm putting my personal feelings aside because this is for the greater good. If we don't have that, leftists are quick to tell you, that's not waterboard, we're better. But what was Barack Obama's favorite saying? That's just not us. That's not who we are. Well, you know what? Who are we, Barack Obama? You crooked piece of crap, you. He is the most crooked president ever. It will be exposed. Carl, are you listening? Carl is my caller. My guy who wrote to me saying, Kevin, nothing's going to happen here, man. Yes, it is. You're watching it happen. This OIG report, I'm not going to tell you. I don't know what's in it. Don't be looking at me. But I know this. I know what they did. I know this. I know people who are innocent don't bleach bit their servers. They don't beat their Blackberries into submission. Okay? They don't erase hard drives. They don't erase 35,000, 50,000, 2,000, whatever number of emails, and then tell you, oh yeah, I had a hidden server. It was my own thing, and I took this on myself to do this or that. They say, here it is. Here's the data. Here's what you need. Get me free. Free me. Now, if you want to go for that, if you want to believe, you can believe all what you want, okay? I ain't trying to get all in your business. But I'm telling you this. I know how innocent people behave. I know that I don't need talking points. I don't care if 50,000 media outlets say the same thing about me or not. As long as what's coming out of my mouth is you can have all the evidence, I will usher it in there. As long as my people can be part of the evaluation, here it is. Because I don't want you spinning it. But I'm not bleaching. I'm not deleting. I'm not doing it. Kevin, we need to get the emails from such and such. Fine. Go back to the server people and say, get them the emails dating back to this. Done. It's really that simple. And what Hillary Clinton wants you to believe is all the orchestration she went through was merely to protect her emails around what? What was it? Chelsea's wedding and yoga classes. Yeah, I'm not buying it. And I don't think anybody else is either. So what we have, it would be different if it was only Clinton that we were talking about. But we're not just talking about Hillary Clinton. We're talking about a system. What was the guy's name? Her server dude, Papadopoulos or something? He was complicit. What about all the things that Comey did to give immunity to people? How about all that? Uma Abedin, the more stuff we found on those computers, Anthony Weiner. I mean, look, just in that little encapsulation, you have lots of problems. And then Obama saying, I didn't know she had it, then finding out he's got emails to her on her server. Not State Department stuff, on her server.
I didn't realize she had it. You do know that. I wasn't aware. Yeah, she had all that over there. Were you aware? No, I wasn't. I was not.
Yes, he was. He was totally aware. So, it even just tangentially, all of that, forget the FBI stuff, forget all the cloak and dagger Russian stuff, which, by the way, is what the 4,000-word article by the New York Times is trying to get into and say,
well, you know, don't believe everything that you see about this.
Russian spies, and, you know, Soviet Cold War tactics. Government not spying on a foreign entity, folks. Government spying on a U.S. presidential candidate and his campaign. Ergo, spying on you.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh man, there are clips on top of clips discussing the new revelations about this spying thing that we just found out. I gotta tell you, I'm loving this. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Kevin Jackson Radio. The Kevin Jackson Radio Show is what you're listening to. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Hey, quick thanks to everybody who went on to Spreaker and followed the show, because we lost our Spreaker, the old show, so all my old shows are gone, and we had to reconstitute it, long story, but we did, and we had thousands of people that followed the show, and that's why we were on iTunes and all that. Well, then, when we couldn't get it back, due to this transition, we had to start over, so I had to get 100 people, minimum, before iTunes and iHeart would even list, put me on there, and we had 18. And you guys are helping us get over the hump. Now, we'll get back to the thousands that we had. And I hate losing ground every time we do something, but that won't happen again because we brought it in-house. It was under a different name, and we couldn't transfer it over. It's a long story. No spy, no cloak and dagger spy stuff here. But we are talking about cloak and dagger spy stuff because the New York Times is trying to provide cover for this OIG report that's going to be a damning report of the Hillary Clinton campaign and a host of people that are in it, and including members of the FBI and all the cover-ups and things like this. And this is not going to be good. And they thought they were, you know, we're going to try to, you know, get in front of it. That's what they tell you all the time. They're like, get in front of it. It's like, you know, your kid flunked out of school, so she calls you and says, hey, listen, or she made bad grades. She says, hey, Dad and Mom, you know, and alludes to being pregnant, you know, and your parents are, you know, she's like, I got something I need to talk to you about. You know, I've been dating this guy for a while, and, you know, I haven't exactly been, you know, the most, and they're going, what? And then she's like, well, hey, I'm not pregnant, but I did get a D. You know, oh my God. Whoo, she's not pregnant. Well, that's kind of what they wanted to do. They wanted to soften the blow. And I know I didn't tell the story good enough, but you got the analogy. My producers are shaking their heads like, what? Man, you can do better. Okay. So I'm not on my A game. Whatever. Y'all stay over there and keep messing with buttons. So the New York Times trying to run interference. And there was a couple things from their article that were worth noting, and here's what they said. The FBI obtained phone records and other documents using national security letters, a secret type of subpoena. So the FBI did wiretap Trump Tower, just as President Trump alleged. Trump Tower was where the campaign and transition operated from until Trump learned of this surveillance, and he promptly moved the transition headquarters to his New Jersey golf club. Now, the media mocked him. Remember when they, oh, he thinks he's been spying on me. He's an idiot. He's blah, blah, blah. And it turns out to be true. That's right. And they acknowledge that. And then they give a summary of the whole thing in the article. But get this, a year and a half later, no evidence connecting Trump to the hacking or linking Trump to the Russian government's efforts to do anything to Hillary Clinton, anything to subvert the American, electoral system. 1 year anniversary of the Mueller investigation and nothing. Team of partisan lawyers, unlimited budget, daily media cheerleading, nothing to show. Now, here's what you can bet. If they had one scintilla, to use Obama's word, one scintilla of evidence, what do you think it would be happening? Would they be glaring it in your face? And what's so glaring is how much evidence they ignore with Hillary Clinton. And I go back to the bleach bidding, the deleting of emails, the lying about the content, and all the other subterfuge. And as I said, if anybody wants to correct me, please do. If you're innocent and somebody says, Kevin, I want your records proving that you did not commit this crime. I need to look at your phones, your emails, etc. Because a murder was committed on this day and somebody identified you and you're going, I ain't murdered anybody. Here's my computer. Here's my phone. You can go get my computer, my phone records, everything else. You will figure out my cell phone was pinging right here. I was writing an article, having a cup of coffee, not at a Starbucks, with some friends who were verified. I had called them 2 minutes before. You know, do what you need to do, but get a brother free. That's what you would do. Did Hillary Clinton do that? Did Barack Obama help in the transition the way he said? I'm telling you, that had to be the toughest thing for Barack Obama to do in his entire lifetime, was to help Donald Trump transition with Barack Obama, knowing that, it, as Hillary Clinton said, if that guy gets elected, we're all going to hang. Can you imagine? You are about to put your executioner in the highest office in the land. Now, after all the, you know, the pre-fight talk, you know, blah, 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 and he walks into the ring, first punch, poof, knocks you out, and then you got to get up and go, you know, it was a good fight. I mean, I was ready for the fight and all this. Man, this is just embarrassing. So the Clinton administration was tag teaming with Obama's holdover, thinking they were going to get Hillary free, right? They had unleashed the entire executive branch of the government to destroy Donald Trump, his family, his friends, associates, anybody that ever mentioned his name, especially if you had a Russian surname. There would have been no OIG, which is Horowitz or Huber, no Rudy Giuliani, nobody on the train. I mean, where we are right now wouldn't exist if Hillary Clinton got elected. That's how simple it was. The FBI and the DOJ basing decisions on political polling? And they tell you justice is blind? These guys had their fingers on the scale of justice. High-ranking government officials making investigative decisions based on the politics of the day, based on polling. That is not justice. Now, nobody's going to try to tell you what we need to do here. What we need to do, well, I shouldn't say nobody's going to tell you because I'm about to tell you. And I think many of you understand this. And Donald Trump's doing it. You got to drain the swamp. And, you know, the problem is that, I mean, even Clapper, I can't believe Clapper essentially condoned having a spy inside of Trump's campaign. James Clapper, former national security director, says,
it's okay, I have a spy in his campaign. I mean, you know, what are we talking about here?
What are you talking about? I'm just telling you how deranged these people have become. The swamp doesn't even realize it's a swamp. Let me tell you something. Somebody wrote me a note on Twitter, and it's a fan. And he says to me, Kevin, you know, really and truly, you shouldn't go into the gutter, no, go into the mud with these leftists when you're having a discussion about these people. Because I'm, you know, some guy says something to me, I'm like, shut up, swamp rat. We were talking about the three-fifths compromise. I'll go into that in a little bit more detail. But we were talking about this, and this guy's like, you know, you shouldn't get into the gutter. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna be very clear about this. I've said it before. There are no depths to which I'm not willing to sink to protect my kids. What do you think? What do you think I would be willing to do to you if you hit one of my sons? If you killed one of my sons? What do you think? What are you willing to do? Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you think that there's a depth to which I won't sink to get you back, you are losing your mind. When he told me that, I sent him back a quick note. I said, appreciate your note. With all due respect, if the Democrats want to get in the mud, I will drown them in that mud. Are we clear? He sends back a note saying, I appreciate you, whatever. You know, like, hey, man, I, you know, keep up the fight. You're dang right I'll keep up the fight. What you are witnessing right now, and I've already predicted it. I've given you the outcome. I don't know who's going to be the first perp to walk, but they're talking, man. In D.C., the new people in the Justice Department are getting the answers they need. It may be a slower process than you want, but here's what I can tell you. If Hillary Clinton was elected, you get no process. If it was some other Republican that was elected, if you think you're going to get answers in the next decade, you'd be crazy. You'd be lucky to get answers in the next decade. There's no way we could make hay. But you know what's going to happen this year? We're going to get answers. We're going to kick the Democrats' butt in 2008, this November, November the 6th of 2018, and send a sign to D.C. and to the rest of the world that things have changed back. The earth is tilted back onto its axis. And Clapper and all these other clowns that have been part of this swamp know what's going on, and that's why they are starting to rationalize.
Oh, well, it's okay to have a spy in a campaign as long as, you know, you have a good reason to and all.
Really? Do you think they believe that? Flip the script and ask them, would it have been okay for somebody to put a spy, Romney to put a spy in a Barack Obama's campaign, and what would they have said? These people are crazy.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.